Your station for Preston North End.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
We have said over the last few weeks that we're not a million miles away from getting a real positive result, and we did say to the players before the game that it's a good opportunity to play Charlton. We felt they could be vulnerable given in a similar position to us that they'd not won for a few games, a few injuries. But we had to go out and put on that performance, and from start to finish, all of them carried out the jobs that we asked them to do. That led to a fantastic team performance. Given we had a few players short as well, it made it even better than normal, really.
You really were stretched in terms of options. How are those options looking now? We know that Joe Garner's free from suspension. Defensively, though, how are you looking?
Yeah, well, Hunt's got 20-odd minutes and has trained Thursday morning, so touchwood so far, he's had no reaction. So he's feeling more comfortable and confident in himself. So we don't have to rush him by starting him on Saturday, we won't. But obviously, it's nice to have him available. And Joe, Tom Clark will miss the game with his shoulder injury. We're just trying to work out how long that's going to be, unfortunately, for us. So we'll just see where we are. But every one of them that came into the team and has played potentially in unfamiliar positions, carried out the job that they're required to do and did it to the best of their ability. And that was obviously really pleasing that people are prepared to do that.
Is Tom Clark's a concern at the moment, Simon, that you're not quite sure how long you'll be without it? Are we looking sort of long-term here?
Well, I think obviously it's a shoulder injury that he did at the weekend. He's been for some scans and x-rays. We'll know probably next day or so how long it's going to be. So we'll have to wait and see. Obviously, we'd like it to be shorter than long-term, given it's a position that we've been a little bit short and vulnerable in over the last few weeks. But we'll have to wait and see.
In terms of what you saw from players playing slightly unfamiliar positions, Greg Cunningham and Callum Woods, you've now looked at it and thought, well, you've got a clean sheet playing them in that position, so maybe they are added options for you.
Well, I think the one thing about them is that these lads have actually played them positions before, but not on a regular basis. So, you know, with Callum Woods, he's going to play in any position for you and give his best that he can do. And Greg's very similar there. They both can handle the ball. They'll defend as well. So it was a short-term measure, which obviously gives me some food for thought for the weekend. Do we go down the same line or change the system and bring other people into the team? But it's nice to have them problems and decide which way to go. But the system that we put out and the personnel on Tuesday night really played well and did everything that was required to win a match.
You had Callum Woods with you last season. You didn't have Cunningham with you. Just how pleased have you been with the way he's integrated into that position?
Yeah, I think Greg, once I met him in the summer, really liked his attitude and what he was going to do. And I think he has showed what he's capable of doing. Very calm in possession of the ball, a good defender. And obviously delighted that he's playing on a very consistent basis. So long may it continue, as well as the other players that performed very well the other night.
Does it feel a bit like pre-season, being away with a big group of fellas at the moment and everyone getting to see a bit more of each other than normal?
Well, I think it's worked at a good time for us as well. I think it's nice to get away from the familiar surroundings of the training ground day in and day out. It can be a bit repetitive at times. So, and it also took out the grind of back to the northwest and back again down on Fridays. It served a real good purpose that the players have got together. Obviously, you can imagine sort of when they woke up Wednesday morning, they were feeling a lot better than they have been when they've been waking up after previous games with a win under our belts. But we've done some work on the training pitch. We've done a few things as a group together as well. So it's nice to get away from them, different environment, and sometimes get the personnel to know each other a little bit better in a different way rather than the training ground all the time.